Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. There is nothing in heaven or on earth that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Alleluia. Creator God, you made us in your image when Adam's form was molded out of clay. You breathed on him that he might live and waken to see the wonder of that primal day. The loving Abba of all things created, you made them good to flourish in your sight. But we have sinned against your holy purpose and darkened what came forth from you as light. Restore to us the likeness we have tarnished, and cleanse us in the furnace of your grace, until we have been purified like silver, and once again we can reflect your face. We thank you, Abba, Word, and Holy Spirit, for all the beauty that the world retains. In spite of sin, your glory lights creation. Your ancient and unchanging truth remains. Amen. You are truly friends of mine if you love one another just as I have been loving you. I trust in God even when I say I am sorely afflicted. I believe even when I cry out, everyone is lying. What gift can repay Adonai for such goodness to me? I will raise the cup of freedom as I call on the holy name. And I will fulfill all my vows in the presence of the people. Adonai, you hate to see your faithful ones perish and die. It is I, the servant you love, the one you have freed from bondage, who calls to you now for help. I bring an offering of thanks as I call on your name. I will fulfill my vows to you, Adonai, standing before your assembly, in the courts of your house, my God, in the very heart of Jerusalem. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You are truly friends of mine if you love one another just as I have been loving you.
A reading from the writings of Maximilian Kolbe. No one in the world can change truth. What we can do and should do is to seek truth and to serve it when we have found it. The real conflict is the inner conflict. Beyond armies of occupation and the hecatombs of extermination camps, there are two irreconcilable enemies in the depth of every soul, good and evil, sin and love. And what use are the victories on the battlefield if we are ourselves defeated in our innermost personal selves. Thanks be to God.
This one command I give you, that you love each other, just as I have been loving you.
This one command I give you, that you love each other,
just as I have been loving you.
By this will all people know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another,
just as I have been loving you.
Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love.
This one command I give you, that you love each other, just as I have been loving you.
No one has any more love or charity than willingness to die for a neighbor, laying down one's own life.
Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David.
God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors.
Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant.
The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us,
that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days.
And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins.
For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace.
Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen.
No one has any more love or charity than willingness to die for one's neighbor, laying down one's own life.
Adonai, hear our prayer and listen to our pleading. Show us your mercy and love, and grant us your salvation. Send forth your light and your truth. Let these be our guides. Direct us on the pathway to life and the fullness of joy in your presence forever. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. You favored Saint Maximilian Kolbe with such deep love that he was willing to die in place of another. Direct all our actions by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that by eagerly serving others, we too may follow Jesus in laying down our lives for others. For yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May God bless us to love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.